What is up, you beautiful humans? Back with episode 57. A little bit about mindset and how it matters so damn much. What is up, you guys? It is none other than your buddy Rich, your favorite pal on the internet. And I hope you guys are doing absolutely phenomenal. And I was just struck with the inspiration to do this one today because I'm currently reading this book called You Too Can Be Prosperous. It's by Robert A. Russell. You guys need to check this out. But in parallel to that, I have came across or read multiple different things that I was going to do, like another podcast episode about. And it's about our mindset, how it is so impactful, the stories that we're telling ourselves. And literally somebody else covered this. So I was like, all right, that's my sign. Like, I need to get after this one and just kind of put my spin on it and do a little paraphrasing. So mindset matters, guys. This is episode 57. Before we jump into it, you know, I'm going to first tell you guys how fucking grateful I am for each and every one of you guys. If you're taking the time out of your busy schedule to share your most precious asset with me, and that's your time, right? That's the one thing we cannot get back. And I realize it more and more and more as the clock ticks on my age, man. So I appreciate you guys too. I'm super grateful. And check it out. I'm actually going to be going back through some of my other podcast episodes and blogging about some of like the key takeaways on my website, the richthereshow.com. You guys can go check it out. And a buddy of mine hit me up last week and asked me about like some cliff notes, or I think it was some of the books that I was listening to anyway. So I was like, yeah, that's some good constructive feedback. So I'm going to be doing some blog posts this week. So if you guys check out therichthereshow.com, you can go to my website and check it out, man. Leave a comment. Go over to iTunes, Spotify, leave me a review. 5-star preferably. Thank you, guys. Don't be stingy. And speaking of stingy, if you want to pledge a few bucks to help the growth of the show, head over to patreon.podbean.com/richthere, and you can throw a few bucks to the growth of things like the website, new equipment, yada, yada, yada. But enough about that. So the book I'm reading right now, Robert A. Russell, You Too Can Be Prosperous. And literally started listening to it today on the way home. And one of the first action items that you're given is to tell yourself, I am prosperity. 100 times in a row. So I was doing that, literally turned all the noise off, and I was saying I am prosperity from the drive home from work over to my house today. So I probably said it 200-300 times, but it is just, I'm trying to adopt a better story that I'm telling myself, and that's what this is about too. I want you guys to really think about the stories that we're telling ourselves about who we are, because these eventually become our belief systems, and our belief systems eventually become our identity, and our identity, it makes us look for evidence in the world that helps to enforce these beliefs and what's happened to us, which becomes basically a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, you know, maybe like, let's look at the negatives of this. Maybe your parents, your family members, your spouse, your partner, maybe they had their own limiting beliefs and they projected that onto you because they had so much self-doubt that they didn't think they could amount to much. And so, you know, they project those negative thoughts and feelings onto you. And, you know, if you hear that long enough, you're going to start to adopt those beliefs as well. So the thoughts of not being worthy or deserving that you keep telling yourself, they will eventually become true through the manifestation process. So, and how do you change that, right? Badros Kulian said that our life is nothing more than a figurative pen to paper, and we have the opportunity to write that. So right now, I'm kind of looking at my life like a pie chart. You know, I've got, you know, we just bought a beautiful new home. I've got a wife, two absolutely wonderful daughters, family who loves me and cares. So all of that stuff is clicking on just how it's supposed to go. So now the universe or the divine is putting these clues and these whispers into my soul of the things I need to do next, which is like grow this podcast and pursue more service-based actions, fulfillment, and things that are going to help make a positive impact on the world to reach other people. So the story that I'm going to write for myself from here on out, like I said, now that I have my wonderful wife, my two beautiful daughters, is that I am a successful online fitness trainer and accountability coach who serves others and creates a positive impact on the world. I make the right decisions to move the needle on my future, on my future self, for my family. And look, I will expand upon that, but the point is I will keep it positive. I will keep it abundant. I will keep it full of gratitude and love, success, health, and wealth. Those are the thoughts that will consume my mind. Those are the things that I, right now by default, am thinking of. Because everything else is, I feel so blessed, man. And another caveat I will put to this is don't worry about what age you are. I'm 46 years old, and if you don't have it all figured out right now, as long as you have that mindset that you're trying to become the best version of yourself, like if that door hasn't quite opened yet, don't worry. It's going to, right? It's the universe. It's the God, the divine. Like it's got a way of working with you to deliver right at the right time, man. So it's not too late, you guys. But are we always going to get this stuff right? Absolutely not. But if the majority of our thoughts are those of success, abundance, wealth, health, love, etc., then those little setbacks are going to be easier to bounce back from. So as long as I carry the habits of the most successful version of myself going forward, and I fill my mind full of these thoughts of positivity, abundance, success, and happiness, then man, I can't fucking lose, right? I cannot fail. I will learn, I will dust myself off, and I will implement the lessons learned from that setback, right? So you've got to become a pro at not doing the things that are not aligned with your winner's beliefs, right? Because things are going to happen along the way, like I talked about in the last episode. You know, we got snowed in, we had issues with the house that we bought, I missed a few days at the gym, blah, blah, blah. There's so many setbacks and things that could have just deteriorated my mindset. But I stayed congruent with all the other aspects, like with my diet, my mindset, all the other success habits that I've adopted along the way. I've tried to stay congruent with that because when you get out of alignment with everything else and you just start letting that stuff pile on, that's when shit goes downhill. You know what I mean? So, Ralph Waldo Emerson, here's another quote. I'll put this in the blog too. He said that a man is what he thinks about all day long. I'll say it again. A quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. A man is what he thinks about all day long. So I'm telling you guys, like a lot of people think it's woo-woo stuff, man. But I think that that there are higher energies out there, that we are capable of operating at a higher frequency and vibrating at a higher frequency. Positive self-talk, man, it's an essential aspect of our mental well-being and our personal growth. It refers to the practice of intentionally using positive and encouraging language when talking to ourselves. So we're kind of exploring the importance of positive self-talk and how it affects our lives, right? Luckily for me, like, not that my parents had like deep, profound conversations with us about life lessons, but they were not negative, right? They never really told me like you can be anything you want, but it was, I had a very good upbringing for having six children in there. But positive self-talk, it's about consciously choosing our thoughts and our words to uplift and motivate ourselves. So think about how many people you have conversations with who just kind of mindlessly yammer on with no context. There's no depth. There's nothing to it, right? It's just filling the air with noise. So to have positive self-talk, it takes effort. You really have to think about the words you're saying and the thoughts that you're thinking, because you're shifting your chemistry. But once you get there, man, there's nothing like it, dude. It involves replacing negative and self-defeating thoughts with positive and empowering thoughts. And by doing this, we can transform our mindset and create a more positive and resilient outlook on life. It works, you guys, I'm telling you. it enables us to challenge and overcome self-doubt and negative thinking patterns. It's like having an inner cheerleader who's constantly encouraging and supporting us, right? So when we believe in ourselves and we speak kindly to ourselves, we can achieve great things, right? You've got to be support. You've got to be your own biggest cheerleader, man. And if you're not, then I am, damn it. I always say that, right? I'm in your corner. I want you to fucking win. I want you to do great things, man. Positive self-talk, it also plays a significant role in managing stress and improving our mental health. When we face challenges or setbacks, instead of beating ourselves up, which most of us always do with negative self-talk, we can use positive affirmations to boost our confidence and our resilience to get through these setbacks. It helps us develop a growth mindset, you guys. Developing a growth mindset is massive. So where we view failures as opportunities for learning and growth, it allows us to reframe our thoughts and focus on solutions rather than dwelling on the problems, which is, I think, where a lot of people get stuck and hung up, is just dwelling on the problems. And, you know, let's not forget about the impact positive self-talk can have on our relationships. This is huge, you guys. When we practice self-compassion and we speak kindly to ourselves, we become more understanding, more compassionate towards others. This can enhance our communication and foster much healthier connections. So listen up, parents. Empathy, having self-care for yourself, it resonates. You can feel the energy, right? When you are genuinely supporting yourself, it flows over into other relationships with your children, with your wife, with your whoever, right? Just it helps to build stronger relationships. And in the direction that I'm trying to go, man, that's the hardest part right now, is using the internet to get my personality out there, because it is different at first. If you're having a one-on-one conversation with somebody here, if I'm having a beer or something with somebody, we're just shooting the shit. But trying to get that same type of energy across the airwaves, like here on this podcast or on social media, it's a little tougher. But it would be much tougher if I had negative self-talk, right? People would pick up on that, I guarantee, quicker than they pick up on the positive. So it's a powerful tool for building self-esteem and for cultivating a positive self-image. When we believe in ourselves and our abilities, we become more confident in pursuing our goals and dreams, right? It helps us get over the fear, the little fear of what people are gonna think, right? Because you have the self-confidence to be your best cheerleader, to be the person that's in your corner to keep you rolling. And it's not just about the words that we say to ourselves, it's about the tone and the body language that we use, right? Speaking to ourselves with kindness and warmth can have a profound effect on our overall well-being. It's a habit that can be developed through practice and self-awareness. It's important to be mindful of our thoughts and intentionally choose positive and empowering language. It might take time, but the benefits are well worth it, you guys. So, listeners, you fucking beautiful, you beautiful humans, remember, be kind to yourselves. Challenge negative thoughts, replace them with positive affirmations. Right? You're not looking backwards, you're looking forwards. Embrace the power of positive self-talk and watch how it starts to transform your life. Declare what you want to the universe. Put it out there, write it down, do what you gotta do. Remember that our words have power, so much power. So choose them wisely, right? So guys, that is episode 57 in the books. I hope you enjoyed it, man. Until next time, keep practicing the positive self-talk and be sure to take care of your mind. And also hit the fucking gym, because I'm about to start ripping through some diet, nutrition advice, hormone stuff in the next few episodes, working out, all that cool shit, man. So if you guys have stuck with me for these first 57 episodes, I appreciate you guys so much. And before I end it with a virtual fist bump, I just ask, you know, you guys head over to iTunes or Spotify, shoot me a review. 5 stars is preferable. Don't be stingy with them stars, baby. Come on. You know. And go check out the website, richthereshow.com. I'm going to be blogging, putting some high-level cliff notes in there for you guys. And you can shoot me some comments over there. You can DM me on Instagram or Facebook. Instagram is rich_there. I'll put that in the show notes. And if you guys want to pledge for the show, help me grow this bitch, patreon.podbean.com/richthere. throw a few bucks a month. And I would greatly appreciate you guys. Share this with somebody that needs to hear it. But you guys, be your biggest fan. Be your biggest cheerleader. Change, shift the negative self-talk. And challenge yourselves to replace that with the positive, man. I love you guys so fucking much. You have no idea. And I am out. Virtual fist bump coming at you right now. Coming at this microphone, baby. See ya. Until next time, I love you guys. Peace.